Facebook marketing scam. Good afternoon, everybody. It's actually late evening. Been a long day. So today I wanted to go over something that happened to me during the day on one of my listings. We had a scam on Facebook Marketplace, and it's a new version of an old one that we used to see on Craigslist. But if I can help you guys in any way to not get scammed when you're looking for rentals, that would be a plus for me. Anywhere in the country, because this happens all the time. So I'm just going to get into it, and we'll go from there. I don't know how good I am at storytelling. We'll find out. So, the question I put forth is, what happens when a scammer tries to make money off your listing? I listed a house for sale this morning. Things were going great. We had a lot of showings scheduled, and everything was it should be. Was good. It was the way it should go. Sometimes right before a listing goes active, you get all these like things happen. Sometimes, you know, there could be a water leak. There could be, an inspection that went wrong before the house went up to market. But everything was going great. And so around my first showings were about 9:30 in the morning scheduled. So around noon, I get a call from a fellow in Arnold. That's a spot in Arnold in St. Louis, a suburb. And he says, he asked me about the house, and he said that he had a hard time believing that it was just $800 a month in rent. And I was like, it's not for rent. I said, well, what are you talking about? It's only for sale. Why do you think it's just for lease? And he said he saw it on Craigslist, and I was like, oh, no. And then he said, no, it was on Facebook Marketplace. And so I was like, well, tell me some more. So he said he called the person with the listing, and he told him that he was the owner. And this fellow that was the scammer said he lived in Texas, and he would lease this renter the house if it would just send a security deposit of the first month's rent. And as soon as he got the security deposit, he would send the keys or have someone meet him at the house. I told the renter that it wasn't for lease, but I did thank him for poking around a little more, because I absolutely hate when good people get scammed on real estate listings, and it happens a ton. So I just wanted to go over like what the scam is, so how it works. The basic scam is that someone takes a listing from Zillow or Realtor.com and then takes that information and adds it to like Facebook Marketplace for rent. I have the listings for sale on Zillow and Realtor.com and about 1,000 other places. But it's for sale, and it's very important to the deal that the scammer finds someplace where I'm not advertising, because it'd be easy to figure out that the house is for sale. They chose Facebook Marketplace because I wasn't listing there, and there's no point for me to list it on Facebook Marketplace because I'm not listing it for rent. So once they have the rental listing up, they wait for someone to call on it, and they tell some story, like they're sick and can't show you the house, or they're an out-of-town owner and they need your help as a tenant. And if you'd be so kind, you'd be helping them if you just wire them the security deposit through PayPal, and then, or something like that. And it would be a really nice thing, and you'd really be doing the owner a favor. Now, so in this case, like, look at you, you're being such a nice, potential tenant. And obviously if you're in the mindset of a tenant, you're thinking, you know, hey, I'm doing these nice things. Obviously the landlord is going to be favorable to me and let me rent this place. And so it's very weird how the psychology works. But what ends up happening is that you send the money and the keys never show up, either in the mail or at the house when you move in. So you're all ready to move in, and there's nothing there. So I wanted to go over some of the ways you can protect yourself. You may think it's obvious that this particular house wasn't for lease, that anyone could figure out, but the listing that they had set up in Facebook Marketplace was very well done. It looked really legit. It's just the story that doesn't check out when you check in, when you look further. So here's some of the things that you can do to protect yourself. So number one, realize that you have the ultimate say on whether you go forward with the transaction or not until you send the money. So if the scammer says they've already got 10 people ahead of you, let them find out that it's a scam. So, you know, don't let don't let the scammer's pressure, you know, play into it so that, you know, you're sending money to somebody that you've never met. You don't know anything about them. That's key. But once you've sent the money, now you're in a bad spot. Number two, look for red flags in the story. So, you know, three that I saw on this one is the house rent asking was super low versus the other houses that you've seen. I mean, in this neighborhood, it would be like a $1,200, $1,300 rental. I know it sounds bad, but an out-of-town owner is a red flag. It's not that people that live outside of the state, you know, it's not that they can't be property owners. It's just when you combine, you know, a low rent, a house that's currently for sale, and this wiring money to someone in a different state that says they own the house. That's key. And then the other thing, like sending money. If you can't hand somebody money at the time you get the keys, it's a huge red flag. Okay. So don't ever agree to anything. I mean, until you get the keys, that's when you hand over the money. If they don't like it, don't do it. Just protect yourself. And maybe some people think $800 isn't that much money. It's not a big deal, but man, if that's all you can afford and you just handed somebody your first month's rent and you can't, you know, you don't get it back, I mean, that's a problem. So the other thing is do some research. This potential renter today, he drove by the house and he saw my name and contact information. So he called me. Usually a scammer wants to get into a one-on-one relationship. As soon as the potential tenant called me, it became impossible for him to keep this scam alive for this tenant because I've now entered into the picture. I'm the one that's representing the real sellers. We're not leasing the property, and the scammer has nowhere to turn. So the next thing is what did I do? So first off, I just hate to see people get ripped off. So even though it wasn't directly related to me, I did feel the need to step up and try to keep others from getting scammed. So what have I done? I've made a video about it now. And then I went on Facebook Marketplace and I flagged it as scam. The listing was immediately removed. But I do worry there's nothing to keep this scammer from listing another property for fake rent. And what got me on this one is, you know, you get a call and the first thing, you don't want anything negative on your listing at all. You're really protective of the listing. And so when that came up that somebody was, you know, had pictures of my listing and everything, when it used to be on Craigslist, those scams, it was a little bit different. Facebook Marketplace is relatively new. And I was more nervous than anything that something was going to happen to the listing, negatively for the sellers. In hindsight, could I have done something more? I guess I could have called the cops. I don't know that they would have taken it on. Maybe you have a better solution. I did what I could at the time I had. So going forward, maybe what can be done? And like I was saying, it used to be a Craigslist scam. It got so bad in some cities that Craigslist started charging a nominal fee to list the property. So you'd have to pay like $10 to list a property for lease or for sale. Facebook Marketplace has probably crushed Craigslist at this point. At least it seems like it, but Marketplace doesn't charge to list stuff, and that's my issue. Like, most of you know that I'm a licensed real estate broker, and I can't even advertise my own listings on Google or Facebook the way I'd like to. I can't list something within a zip code. In fact, I have to list something within 15 miles or more of my office, and that stretches it into Illinois, where I'm not even licensed. And this is crazy. This is why I stopped advertising on Facebook in the first place. They make it really hard for a legitimate agent to advertise, but they're a main source of fraud in these other housing instances. And then finally, nothing is perfect, and we all know this. Please protect yourself as best you can. Know that there are rental scams out there, and be careful. I mean, this scam is not anything new. They've been doing this for years. The issue is it's on Facebook, and my issue with Facebook in general is I'm not advertising on the platform anymore because they've squeezed me to the point where why am I advertising to people in Illinois? It doesn't make any sense. So I just want y'all to really think about it. You know, there's something about, like, if you like this particular house that I've got listed, it's a nice house. It's got brand new furnace, brand new water heater, brand new air conditioning. It's got a brand new stove, stainless steel. I mean, all the things that someone would want in a house, okay? And there's nothing wrong as a renter to want the best, to get the best value for your money. But that urge to want to get the best for your money can bite you in this situation when it's an absolute fraud, when it's an absolute scam. And so, you know, if four people watch this video and one of you comes away with just knowing that the scam exists, okay, I'm good with that. I hate when people get scammed. So that's what I have for you today. It's my first real story. I used to do stories back in the day, but they used to get so dang long-winded and just didn't work. So I tried, you know, hope you enjoyed it. Hope it helped. Thank you for watching, and I will catch you on the next one.